Glory to you,
Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through Him, and without Him, nothing came to be. What came to be through Him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him. But the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, the one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me. From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace. Because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Sticks and stones break my bones. Well, maybe more than that. We've all said it to our kids, or just said it to us. But here's the problem. It's a lie. Sorry. It is. We tell it to our kids, but we only tell it to our kids when they come home after very obviously having been hurt, not by sticks and stones, but by somebody else's words. And that's because words matter. Think about it. We use them all the time as our primary means of communication with one another, especially when we can't see. But the words that we use affect what we mean. Try this on. "I love you." But the word meant something, and once I said it, it affected something in the real world. It changed the whole tenor of that room. Our words do that. C.S. Lewis in the Chronicles of Narnia, if you haven't read that to your kids, make sure you do. He has Aslan the lion, the Christ figure, sing creation into being. His words make the grass spring up and the animals spring out of the earth. It wasn't his idea. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The absolute bedrock foundation of all Christian teaching is the fundamental conviction that in Jesus Christ, humanity and divinity have come together and are now inextricably linked. They're still distinct, but God himself became a man so that each of us might share in God's Godhood. He came to share in our humanity so that we would come to share in his divinity, which is the reason the birth of the baby is so important. A powerful moment last night. Our Hispanic community has a tradition, much like on Good Friday, when we come forward to venerate the cross, at the end of the Mass, the Niño, Bambino, is taken out of the nativity scene. The people come forward to venerate the image of the infant Lord. It's a fascinating thing. It made me think of my mother, who, every time she encountered a baby, would start taking off socks and clothes just to make sure all the bits are there. What would she do? And we know this, right? She kissed their little hands and feet. Kissed them on the forehead. That's what we do with babies. Well, as I held this up for veneration by the faithful, they would come and many of them would kiss the foot or kiss the knee or the hand. Some would kiss the baby on the forehead. But there were a few who very consciously and deliberately kissed the baby's right hand. And notice, the baby's right hand is extended just like this, like the priest does when he offers you a blessing. Because a baby, even though he's a baby, and a real human baby with diapers and colic and rashes and all the rest, this baby has the ability to bless you. This baby has the ability to forgive you your sins. This baby matters more than anybody else in the whole course of history. Which is why we come to celebrate the Word made flesh. Because words matter, and they take on flesh in our lives. I take you for my wife. I take you for my husband. That has a pretty serious effect. At least I'm told. No, but those words literally transform your whole life. 2 nights ago, a man with a big hat asked this guy if he would be celibate for the rest of his life. Better believe that had an effect on this one. Words became flesh. God's Word. The Scriptures, of course. God's Word. The God-man Christ Jesus. Flesh. Just like you and me. God with creaky joints. God with diaper rash. God. Not happy to be in synagogue in the morning. God sat down at the table for dinner. God cuddled on the couch to watch the movie. God ready for bed. If there's any part of your life, your humanity, the stuff that makes you up, that you just can't stand, that you wish and pray to God would go away, it's already been redeemed. It's saving you right now, if only you'll let it. Because everything that was assumed by God in his coming amongst us as a man, the whole substance of our humanity, body and soul, all of it, has been redeemed, has been changed, transformed, made into something worthy of who we make it, and of redemption, and of sharing in the redemption of other people. Your life and death has the ability, the possibility, the capability to save your soul. So yeah, this day matters. This day matters as much as any other day because of what it can do. The babe is born in a town called Bethlehem, which means house of bread. And it is no accident that he's laying in a feeding trough from which the animals eat. He's wrapped in swaddling clothes, just as at the end, that same mother will wrap him up again. And just as the animals once fed from where he was born, we now feed in the place of his death, in the hope of his resurrection. This is our Bethlehem. This is the house of the true bread of God, the Word that has taken flesh and made its dwelling among us. Not once, but for keeps. A word that will endure forever. In just a few minutes. In just a few minutes, words will be said, sung again. And reality itself will change. The closest thing to the incarnation itself you will ever encounter in this life will take place right there. This is my body. This is my blood. It is for you. What will you do with the word entrusted to you today? How will you let the word made flesh take flesh in you? How will you make sure that your words